At a hearing in Washington today, senators grilled EPA officials and federal scientists on the use of chemical dispersants in the Gulf oil spill. Officials say they still don't know the long-term effects of these chemicals or whether they are contaminating seafood. BP continues to use the dispersants despite EPA orders to reduce their use. FSRN's Jacob Fenston reports.
Senator Barbara Mikulski, a Democrat from Maryland, opened the hearing with strong words.
I don't want dispersants to be the Agent Orange of this oil spill.
On May 26th, 1 month after BP started using dispersants to clean up the spill, the EPA and Coast Guard ordered the company to slash its use by 75%. But BP is still using the chemicals, getting almost daily exceptions to the new federal limits. EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson said allowing chemical dispersants in the cleanup was a tough choice.
We were risking large amounts of oil at the surface, which got by the skimmers and got by the burners and would end up in the marshes where they do the most damage and in the shallows. That trade-off isn't easy.
During the Exxon Valdez spill, that company used 250,000 gallons of dispersants total. Now, BP uses that amount every 10 days. That's 1.8 million gallons so far. But many worry about the unknowns surrounding these proprietary chemicals, what damage they could cause to the environment, seafood, and people living and working in the Gulf. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, a Republican, asked what the EPA has learned about dispersants in the years since the massive spill in her state.
20 years ago with the Exxon Valdez, we weren't really certain how safe these dispersants were. And now 20 years later, we're concerned about the use of dispersants, or certainly the volume of the dispersants used.
Jackson replied the EPA still doesn't know.
I'm not personally aware of any research on volume, on upper limit.
Jackson said this is the first time the dispersants have been used underwater at the source of a spill. Maryland Senator Mikulski wanted to know what kinds of research other countries were doing, and she put the question to Larry Robinson. He's a scientist at NOAA, one of the federal agencies involved in the spill response.
Well, I don't know comprehensively what all of those countries
Well,
do,
I'd like to know. I mean, that's the NOAA job. I would hope that you would look. Did you look there?
Senator, we are quite interested in learning more about what they know.
Dr. Robinson, I want you more than interested. Sir, I need NOAA on the edge of their chair. I need a sense of urgency here.
NOAA, along with the FDA, is also testing seafood for toxins. Alaska Senator Murkowski asked if they'd found any traces of dispersants.
Our seafood tests are for oil.
They're not testing for chemicals from dispersants. Murkowski asked how she could tell consumers seafood is safe if no one is testing it for these chemicals.
I would certainly hope that we be doing that now, yesterday.
Several environmentalists also testified, including Ann Rolfs with the Louisiana Bucket Brigade and Ken Cook with the Washington-based Environmental Working Group.
For all the assurances we've had that everything is safe, that everything is going to go well, we ought to have had better answers to some of these basic questions.
Senators told NOAA and the EPA to find out how other countries regulate dispersants and start testing seafood for traces of the chemicals. Jacob Fenston, FSRN, Washington.